Yo, yo, I am back, and look at that. I just want to say, wait a minute. Okay, yeah. So I'm walking back because I was skating at this park because I like to skate at parks, but not skate parks because I'm not good enough. I want to get my ollie down. But yeah, just want to say that, yeah, it turned out I was freaking right. Like usual, because, you know, I'm a freaking god, but yeah, I was right about the freaking Bitcoin. I was right about the stocks. I was right about the freaking COVID. Just want to point that out. I'm always right. Jabari's wisdom. The people who listen to this are just freaking getting the future, basically, because I'm just freaking right all the time. I told you crypto's going to freaking crash. Stock market crash. And freaking Omicron just going crazy. And you know what? I'm going to do another podcast with a freaking COVID. I have a lot to say. First, I want to talk about freaking how seemingly, I'm seeing like lights happening in the distance. Like, it's bright. What the heck? Like, it's bright, bright light. Whoa. Man. Okay, that's kind of crazy. Like, it's bright enough that it's like lighting up the sky. What the heck's happening? Anyway, what do I say? Let's just start about how freaking COVID is getting worse and worse because freaking people are tired of it. But like, being tired of it, it's not going to stop anything. Like, it's going to keep happening. Like, we freaking knew, like every person knew that that's why I don't understand about everything. It's like, if I knew this stuff, that means the experts knew this too. Like, it's not like I'm some freak. I mean, I'm a genius. I'm a freaking god, but like the experts, they know more. So I knew and they knew. So let me just say, because I'm stalling, but like, because there's someone walking by, I don't like people listening in unless they're listening to the podcast. You know, I don't want them to have a sneak peek, but anyway, like if the cases were going down, but it came right, there was a Delta wave. We remember that. There's a Delta wave around May. It started in May. Got worse and worse, and then, you know, a huge wave. And that was in summer, and that wave happened. And then the cases started going down. And the whole reason that wave happened was because, in America, I don't know about where else in the world, I'm talking specifically about America. The reason why it went up was because they were like, oh, if you have the vaccine, you can go out again. Oh, yes, you can go out and have fun. Go have fun, people, stimulate the economy, blah, blah, blah. And then look at it. Then cases went up because when people are going to listen. So when they did listen, the things went up. So that's the crazy part. We knew, like, it is obvious that the case is going to go up if people are out and about again. But I think they need to stimulate the economy. But after the Delta wave happened, the cases started going down. But the thing was, winter was approaching. But the same thing happened, where they're like, oh, everyone's out and about. Like, by this time, I was in Hong Kong by then, and I'm looking at, like, stories on Snapchat, and I'm seeing people having fun, going to concerts, going to football games, basketball games, baseball games, no mask. Half of the people in the crowd don't have a mask. Everyone's just having a good time. Everyone's eating out again. And I'm just like looking at this on my snaps. I'm just in shock because I'm like, COVID's not over. We just had a Delta wave. COVID's not over. And then winter is approaching. Like, we know cases get bad in the winter because it's colder. But it's like no one cared, especially the experts. Because it's not like it's the citizens' fault. They listen exactly to what it said. Like, even the people who are crazy, like, when it is incentivized to go out, people are like, oh, well, I'm tired of COVID, so I'm going out now. Because, you know, it's an okay thing to do. Incentivized to do it. But that's not how it works because COVID is still existing. So when the winter came, lo and behold, people are still going out and about. They're not going to be like, oh, it's getting colder. Let's stop going out and about. People are used to it now. And then look at it now. The cases are like, well, they were in the millions, but I think they're starting to, quote, go down. But I don't know about that. I don't really trust those numbers. But still, anyway, like, the cases were higher than they've ever been. And then not only that, because, you know, they can't just have high cases. They also said, well, Omicron, it's not as deadly as our Delta. So, you know, it's not that deadly. And you know what that tells people? That tells people, oh, if you catch it, it's okay. So keep doing what you're doing. And people kept doing what they're doing. And then what happens every time? 2 weeks later, hospitalizations go up. 2 weeks after that, deaths go up. And we're at the 2 weeks later for hospitalizations. And look, now the deaths are going up. We knew this was going to happen. I knew. So that means the experts knew. And that's the thing I don't get. So I have my theories of why this happened. Because, like, you know, I'm a genius. But, like, the government knows more than me. Like, they have the stats, they have the numbers, they know what they're talking about. But they make these weird choices, like choices where you're like, you would think that they would know this. But here's my theory. They do know this. They know the cases are going to go up. They know that the deaths are going to go up. They know the hospitalizations are going to go up. Like, they know that this is a pandemic. It's not like they're dumb. You know, these people got their doctorate, you know, studying virology or whatever for like, you know, 20 years. And, you know, they know this. But the thing is, this is the part that most people don't really think about. The economy is doing trash. And we all know it, but like, we're not really thinking about it. Like, it's fuel trash. Inflation's going up. You know, inflation is transitory or whatever bull crap they say. No, they know. The reason why is because they do not want, like, say, the reason why they say inflation is transitory. They don't want panic, because when people panic, they go crazy. Because, you know, they don't control the prices, technically. You know, the people technically control the prices. So, and then because there is a trading deficit or whatever, like, you know, the trade is going, like, it's harder to trade because of the lack of workers or whatever, because of COVID stuff. Like, it's certain products take longer to import back into the States, blah, 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 blah. We're having inflation. The freaking stock market's at all times because they were pumping the market because they were so afraid of it, you know, crashing because of a pandemic. So they're pumping it like crazy. Like, they can't. And then, you know, everyone thought, oh, the COVID's only going to last a year. But because of incompetence in the government, I would say, not in freaking people, the freaking pandemic is lasting 3 years. So, you know, you can't pump a market or pump everything for 3 freaking years. Like, we are already about to have an inflation, like, crisis when Trump was in office. And that was in 2019 when there were, like, you know, talks about this happening. And then a freaking pandemic happened. So, like, you know, they're trying to save everything because, you know, they're freaking out because, you know, like I said, it's about to be, even when COVID is done, we're going to still have to deal with that crap. And it's going to be the worst thing you've ever seen. But still, like, because they didn't want panic and blah, 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 they wanted to save the economy. You know, they knew that if they, like, if people were out and about, cases were going to go up. They knew that people don't want to wear masks. They knew that people are tired of the pandemic. So they were like, we need to stimulate the economy just a little bit. That's just a little tiny bit. Or, you know, everything's going to crash and burn because if people aren't out and about, like, say, the restaurants, the freaking, like, live sport, music industry, whatever, like, concerts, all this, you know, all this entertainment type of stuff. Like, it needed that money. The economy needed that little bit of stimulation. So they probably put the numbers, did all the numbers, and like, if we stimulate the economy just a little bit, yeah, the cases are going to go up like crazy. But at least America's not going to go, like, you know, freaking fall apart because we ran out of money. They're like, okay, let's stimulate a little bit. Let's just, you know, get people out and about again. So it's like, but I feel like that's stupid. I feel like it's dumb. But, you know, I'm not an economist, so I don't know how bad things are actually. Like, in reality, it's probably so much worse than we even know. But they're not going to tell us because that's going to freak everyone out and then make it happen even quicker. So they're, you know, they're hiding stuff, hiding the numbers, hiding whatever. You know, it might sound like a conspiracy, but it's freaking true. Because every single thing, every single time they say something, it's like it's wrong. And then it happens. Like, the thing that they say is not going to happen, it does happen. And then it's like, who would have thought? Who would have thought that this would happen? It's like everyone knew. Well, I mean, anyone with a brain knew. So yeah, like, that's the crazy thing. Like, and then what I don't get also, like, even if it's to stimulate the economy, you're like, okay, it's worth getting 1 million cases if we can stimulate the economy for a little bit so that we can save America's, like, economy for another couple months. It's like, the problem is with COVID in general is that too many people are getting infected at once. And even if, like, say Hong Kong, if one country handles the COVID well, another country could be like, oh, we gotta stimulate the economy, and then they have 1 billion cases, and then one of those cases, one of the 1 million, come to their country, and now it's a more global pandemic. And the reason why I brought up now global stuff is because when there's more people getting infected, there's more chances of a variant happening, a new variant. Because, like, the way variants work, or the way viruses work, is that, like, when you catch a virus, it's going to start, like, I don't know, attaching itself to cells or whatever and try multiplying. So when it multiplies, it copies itself. And every time a virus or whatever copies itself, there's a little, you know, they're not going to get it perfect every time. So there's a little mess up, little tiny mess up each time. Just a little bit. But each time it messes up itself when trying to copy, that's like a variant. So usually, like, the copy, like, the mess up something stupid, like, it doesn't really matter. But every so often, it might do a little bit of a mess up that, you know, is actually a good mess up, a good mutation. And let's just say the good mutation is, oh, it's actually more deadly now. Or the good mutation is, oh, it's more contagious now. Or the good mutation is, oh, it doesn't get affected by the vaccines as well. And because of that, like, it's rare, but when it happens, you know, you get a new variant or, you know, possibly a new disease or whatever, but it's rare. So it doesn't happen to everyone. Everyone who gets infected, it doesn't happen. But when you have 1 million people getting infected a day, it's more likely to happen. So you heard it here first. America alone is probably going to have, like, freaking 20 variants, 20 different new variants. They probably won't say it, but they probably have 20 new different variants. Freaking England alone probably has its own 12 new variants. It's going to be crazy like that. So because there are more variants, now it's going to be even, like, a longer time for the pandemic to last. The pandemic's going to last even longer because now there's 50 different variants. And who knows what these new variants could be? One could be more deadly. One could be more contagious. One could be more less susceptible to the vaccine. So, like, that's another dumb thing. We can't just live with the virus. Like, oh, yeah, let's just live with the virus. You know, it's just going to be a thing. Let's just live with it. You know, if you're going to catch it, you're going to catch it. But the thing is, if more people catch it, more likely to be a variant. And we already know that people who catch it can catch it twice. life. So it's like, okay, and even if, like, you know, people are like, oh, well, this variant, Omicron is, let's just say they were right. They're like, oh, Omicron is less deadly anyway. Like, less deadly doesn't mean it's a safe, good old code now, common code. It just means it's less deadly. So that means there's still going to be a bunch of people going to the doctor. Let's just say it's, you know, now only 75% of the people who got infected are going to go to the virus instead of like 100% like Delta or you know what I mean? Let's just say it's like that. But that still means the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. And when the hospitals are overwhelmed, when you break, little Jimmy breaks his ankle, there's less time. You know, they're not going to be like, oh, we gotta work on Jimmy now. No, they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, there's these 50 old people who are freaking dying in the hospital right now. We got to deal with them first. You know, the hospitals are overwhelmed. And if they're overwhelmed, let's just say there's 50 old people dying in the hospital. 50 more people are trying to go in because they also are dying. They can't help them because they're already overwhelmed, or they got to just let the old people die or whatever. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. And again, when I see something that just doesn't make sense, and we know that they know more than us, it leads me to believe that they just, it's on purpose. Like, there is a reason. It has to be a reason. There's no way. I just refuse to believe. I know some people will be like, oh, it's just incompetence. Like, the government's incompetent. I refuse to believe that they're that. I think it's something else. Something else. And it has to be, like, something like, say, the economy. Like, because they always, like, the economy is not doing well. So it has to be something like that. Like, you know, literally, the country will go bankrupt. They just don't let everything open up again. But then there's another thing. I'll switch this to the vaccines. Because I know, you know, the anti-vax. But look, let me just say it. These things aren't working. They're literally not working. And again, I'm like, it can't just be me who realizes that these things aren't working. But then I realized these vaccines, because they're built so quick, like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, this is the greatest thing of mankind, that the vaccines were made so quickly. We can't believe it. But the thing is, these freaking vaccines, they might work. But wait a second. Okay, like, freaking vaccines, like, they weren't made to, because usually a vaccine is like, you know, you get the shot and then you become immune to the virus. Like, your body learns how the virus works or whatever and knows to recognize it. And then, you know, you don't get sick. Like, if I get a freaking, let's just say I get a polio vaccine or whatever. Now, when my body should, if it sees polio, it's like, oh, wait a minute, I've seen this before. This is not a cell. Kill that thing. And then it kills it. And you don't get freaking polio. But these vaccines are not like that. You can still catch the virus when you get 15 shots. And turns out the reason why, well, I mean, I don't know, personally know, but this is just me having my theory. The reason why is because the vaccine's not made to, you know, make you know what the virus is. Or maybe it does, but it runs out real quick. The main purpose of the vaccine is to make it so less people die from it. There's no other reason. It's make so less people are hospitalized. So I guess the vaccines do work, but they don't. They work because, you know, you're less likely to freaking drop dead when you catch COVID. But that's the thing. That's the wait a minute. Where the heck am I, actually? I think I'm going the right way. Oh, crap. Yeah. I think I'm going the right way. So it's like, so that's why you could see people who are getting reinfected. It's because the vaccine doesn't make it so you don't get reinfected. It's just so you get less, you're less likely to get hospitalized and die. But that's the dumb thing, where I'm like, if we know the vaccine doesn't really work, like, it works, but it doesn't really, like, how it should, why are they pushing the vaccine? The perfect way to stop the virus is not the vaccine. Like, getting a billion people, every single person in the U.S., the vaccine, is not going to work because all people can get infected right up. Again, the perfect way is to wear a mask, and not these little stupid cloth masks. We need masks that actually stop the virus, or stop you from inhaling the virus, like AN95, N95, whatever. So that's what confuses, because I'm like, they know that the best way to stop the virus is to freaking wear masks. But why aren't they doing it? That's the big question. Why aren't they focusing on the mask then? It's because, well, this is again another theory. My theory is because they, basically when Trump was president, he wanted to be the top dog. He wanted America to be top dog and have solve the virus first. So when he learned that there was a freaking company that was making a vaccine, and he heard vaccine, you know, oh, Pfizer's making a new vaccine, Moderna's making a new vaccine, and it's going to be, you know, this well, it's going to be this good, or this, you know, blah, blah, blah. He rushed and bought a lot of it because, you know, it was good for his presidential, like, you know, election season are coming. He could say he solved the virus. He could probably be, you know, top dog, because the people who handle the virus the best are going to be, it's going to be the country who is the freaking, it's basically going to be the top dog country, the country who solves COVID the best. Because that means their economy can be stimulated quicker or go back into normalcy quicker. So, you know, Trump wanted to be that economy. But the thing is, like, he ordered all this stuff. He just did it in, I think, this is just what I'm thinking. So don't, you know, take this as fact. I'm just, you know, making my theory. But I think he bought a bunch. And then Biden, it turned out he was elected. He also bought a bunch. Because this, you know, again, he wanted to be the one who solved the virus. So they bought all these vaccines, because Pfizer said, oh, it worked. Moderna said, oh, it worked. You know, we're using some new RNA, something. So they bought bought a bunch, a whole bunch, too much. So now, you know, because, you know, they're expecting the whole country to be like, oh, we want to, you know, be done with this virus, so we're all going to get the shot at once, which of course didn't happen. There's half the country who's just like, I don't want to get the shot because I don't trust it. Another half is like, you know, I don't want to get the shot because I just don't want to. I'm not a shot person or whatever. And then there's, you know, half who are like, oh, you know, we're going to get the shot. We're going to get it the moment we hear there's a shot out. But basically, there's half of the country who's not getting a shot, half of the country who does. So now they have all these leftover vaccines. And they're like, Jay, quit. We can't waste our money. We already ordered all these vaccines in ahead. You know, we're not going to waste our money. So that's why they started doing these vaccine mandates. All these freaking mandates. Oh, you got to get the vaccine. Like, just get it. You got to get it. Or you can't. Blah, 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 blah. Even if it didn't work, you know, they're not going to waste their money. They already spent how much on this. But that's stupid because the vaccine is not the way to stop the virus. You can still catch it and you can still be contagious. Even when you, even if you don't have as worse, like, as worse outcomes from catching it because you get vaccinated, you can still spread it to someone who does. So the thing that they should have made a mandate for, not for the freaking vaccine, they should have did it for the freaking mask. Trolling. Full-blown trolling. But this is how it works. So now they're so focused on doing some mask mandate or vaccine mandate, they're not doing what's right. This is the mask one. Like, that's what they should have been doing. That's what they should have, like, it would have made it so much quicker for the whole country to be back to normal. Just wear masks for, you know, the masks aren't even that big of a deal. It really isn't. Like, I wear double masks. I wear N95 and then a cloth mask on top of it because I'm so paranoid. Well, I'm in Hong Kong and I do that, but I'm so freaking paranoid because the cases are going up and I'm breathing just fine. So there's no excuse at all. So that's what they should have done. But nope. Gotta do the vaccine mandate instead of freaking mask mandate. So now the case is still going up. Even though you would think that we're at, what do they call it? Herd immunity. But no, now it's every single person in the whole U.S. got to get the vaccine. Oh, wait, not just one, not just two. Now we got to do three. Hey, we're thinking about four now. It's like, come on. And because people are, you know, you can still be contagious or you can still catch the vaccine or the virus once you get infected, even when you have the vaccine. Remember how I said that whole little mutation thing? Now there's a chance that, you know, now the virus is going to learn how the vaccine works. And now it just won't work at all. It'll just be as if you just got a sugar pill. So it's just like constantly. It just doesn't make sense. That's why I'm like, this virus is gonna last forever. It's gonna last a long time. Because even if, like, Hong Kong is a perfect example of what happened, even if, say, Hong Kong handles it perfectly, you know, well, not perfectly, but, you know, well, like, you know, they're checking people at the airport and everything. You know, everyone in the whole city wears a mask no matter what, unless they're freaking smoking. You know, everyone is, you know, well, not everyone's not social distance. That's a crazy thing, but still, like, you know, everyone wears a mask and everyone, they check, like, the border and stuff, and they close down, the borders and stuff. But the problem is that even when all that is done, all it takes is one other country to be like, oh, let's just live with the virus and have 200,000 freaking cases a day. And then one of those 200,000 just happen to be like, oh, I got a business opportunity in Hong Kong. And then they go there and then they infect someone. And then that person who's not handling stuff well because he's like, oh, Hong Kong's a safe place. You know, I can't go out. I don't have to follow quarantine. And then he goes out in quarantine and then boom. Now the whole city's infected. And then the little small tiny things that they do that is not good, like, for example, the whole social distancing. Now, the whole city's going to be infected, or soon, because it's just crazy. So it doesn't matter. Everyone's handling it like it's, you know, every country is its own little island. Oh, everyone is their own island, and everyone's not affected by the other. We just close our borders, you know, everything's good. But that's not enough, because everything's not its own little island anymore. Maybe back in the, like, 18th century, but not anymore. There's too much, like, trade happening nowadays. There's too much, like, all these countries rely on other countries too much. There's too much. It's too globalized now. And because the world is globalized, like, you can't just stop trade. Like, even say China, they're probably the most strict about anything. Like, where they close down the border, they close down whole cities and people get infected. But they still get infection because even China still has to get some trade from other countries. And even if they're like, okay, we're not going to get trade from freaking Europe or America ever again, we're only going to get it from Asia. Well, who's to say that one other, let's say they get trade from Japan and Japan makes trade with America and then Japan gets infection and that infection goes to Japan and China. It's not that unbelievable because it's too globalized now. So because of that, instead of everyone acting like this is his own little country, their own little island, they have to. Like, it's no if, no and, no but. They have to make it where, like, basically, the only way is if every single country makes an agreement saying, like, if we have infections and we infect another country, we're going to pay some type of fine or something like that. Like, it needs to be some kind of law to have, like, incentivize countries to handle it well, or if anything, at least not infect another country. That's the only way to stop the pandemic, because it just spreads too fast. And then once it spreads, you know, then it gets more variants, and then it spreads back, and then more variants, and then it spreads forth. We're spreading. So we're going to be with this freaking pandemic for a decade. You know, we're going to have children who grow up knowing pyramid. Like, they're going to think a mask is like wearing pants. They're like, oh man, I forgot to wear my mask today. And they run back inside as embarrassed as if you forgot to have pants on. But people are going to have dreams. This could be a dream. You know, the dream where you go to school with like no pants on, like just in your underwear. You're so embarrassed in the dream. Well, now this could be kids growing up where they're embarrassed because they forgot their mask. Can you imagine? That's a future that's happening soon. Unless every single country, literally, like, it has to be handled like that. Like, where it's like, oh crap, freaking America affected Yugoslavia. Now Yugoslavia can freaking, I know that country doesn't exist anymore, but still, like, now Yugoslavia can freaking, not sue, but like, you know, there's some type of like, whistleblower. Punishment. There has to be some kind of punishment when a country doesn't handle it well. It's similar to how there's a punishment if, I don't know, if like, if a country breaks its treaty or something. There needs to be a punishment like that for people with COVID. I know it will never happen, but if it did happen, I bet you COVID would be solved, because people would be so freaking, like, money runs the world, and people would not want to lose that money, or, you know, whatever the usual punishment for a treaty is. There needs to be, like, sanctions, there needs to be all this for people who don't, for countries that don't handle it well, because even if another country handles it well, another one won't, and then when that one won't, it affects another country that does. Well, that doesn't make sense, but the reason why I'm saying, I'm trying to be vague, is because so many freaking people are like, I'm not going to show you my conversation, just constantly people are not wearing masks or anything. All right, I'll play some open. But yeah, that's the only way. But because it won't happen, get ready for it to last another freaking 5 years. Our only hope is if the virus just all of a sudden just disappears. Like, for some reason, like, humans themselves just, I don't know, if we just become immune, or the virus is like, oh, we can make a whatever type of relationship. What do they call it? Not a systematic relationship. Not statutory. Crap, what is it called? Like, sometimes you have animals like that where, like, basically what I'm trying to say is, like, the virus is like, oh, well, you know, I can just be part of human. Like, you know, like, say how we have, like, certain bacteria in our guts that help us digest food. Like, it wasn't originally part of human, but now they are, technically. Even though they're not, like, one of our cells, they're a foreign freaking agent in our body, but they help us. And maybe sometime virus will learn and freaking evolve more. Oh, I could be like that too. Maybe freaking COVID turns out to make us, I don't know. I don't even know. You know what it would do. But I think that's the only way. It's literally the only way, because I don't know why, but countries can't handle it right. Especially European and American countries. I don't know why. Well, I know why, but I'm not going to say it out loud. But, like, you know, for some reason, those particular countries, those particular population are so opposed to, like, wearing masks for some reason. And I will never understand why. I mean, I know why, but still, but yeah, that is about it. Probably have another podcast soon at some point. I'm not gonna do it now because I'm almost at my room. And because I'm in the city, because people freaking scare it. Like, I get it, I'm the only black guy here. But for miles, especially not, like, American black guy. Especially American black guy of my age group. But, like, the amount of people who scare is ridiculous. Like, they've seen black people before. They're Africans here. Like, I get it. I'm freaking handsome. Oh my God, freaking cringe. But yeah, I'm gonna end the podcast now.